All right, so the question is, when can I actually enjoy my money? So when I tell sometimes I tell people about the Dave Ramsey steps, and they've maybe even heard about Dave Ramsey and the baby step plan, and they maybe heard him a few times or read the book or whatever. And a lot of times they're like, their excuses or they ask, well, when can I enjoy it? When can I be able to enjoy my stuff? And you can get to the point where you can enjoy it. But first, you got to clean up your mess. You got to clean up your mess of debt. And the reason why I know that you can start it to enjoy it is because we're there. We paid off debt. We actually have money in our pocket now. For instance, we don't have any car. We don't have any payments, any debt at all. We just owe our mortgage. So imagine if you have one car payment that's $500 extra. After you've paid off debt, that money that you were paying to the bank, you can pay to yourself. So once you get to paying off your baby steps, I'm sorry, your debt, and then you get your 3 to 6 months of expenses, you can save $500 every month. If you save $500 for 2 months, that's $1,000. Imagine if you said, all right, for 2 months, I'm going to save $500. And then at the end of that second month, I'm going to go take that $1,000, take that money, put it in my pocket, go to the mall and just spend whatever. You could do that. It's a matter of discipline and cleaning up the mess of debt that we have. You know what I'm saying? Say you have more left. Say you had two car payments. You can save $1,000 for 1 month. 2 months, that's $2,000. 3 months, that's $3,000. 4 months, you save for 4 months, $4,000. You can go on a vacation, debt free. What happens is we want instant gratification. We want it right now, right away. We're not willing to wait for it. We're willing to go into debt and pay extra, more than what it really costs, just to have it right now, right away. It gets to the point where you work for your money, you understand how valuable it is, and you're like, man, do I really want to spend this money on this? Do I really want to spend this much money on a car? It makes you think whenever you get out of debt and you start really making smart decisions with your money, you start to think like, man, do I really need that extra? Do I really need that? You see what I'm saying? So you can enjoy your money once you got to clean up your mess of debt. You got to get your 3 to 6 months of expenses in savings. Don't touch it. Only use it for emergencies. Once you get to that point, and we're there and we're seeing that we can do this, then you can chill out, relax, and then, you know, spend a little money, more money here, spend a little more money there, but don't go into debt. It's keeping you from enjoying the fruits of your labor. Debt is keeping you from enjoying the fruits of your labor, because as soon as you get it, it's leaving your hand. It touches your hand and then it leaves and it goes to somebody else. Why not let it go to us? Get out of debt, get 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up, and then you can start to slow down a little bit. You don't have to maybe work as much overtime. You could be home a little more often, or whatever you decide to do with your money. But at that point, you'll have had a budget, and that's a foundation to help you get out of debt. You got to get on a budget, a written budget, a zero-based budget, tell all your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And then, after you've cleaned up your mess, after you have your 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside in savings, then you have all this money left over that you used to pay to banks, that you used to pay to people that loan you money, and now you can save it. You know, you could save it up $500. I mean, just imagine if you walked into the mall or whatever with $500 in your pocket to spend. You know, and at that point, you'll have been trained like, shoot, like, this money is money. You know what I'm saying? You'll lose that childish mentality to want this and that right now, right away. You see what I'm saying? It's a training process that happens. It takes place. But you won't be able to get there. You won't be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor if you're continuously giving your money away every month, every week. Get control of your money and then you can enjoy it. You see what I'm saying? Like, and at the same time, you can slow down on your investing. Just invest minimum of 15%. You know what I'm saying? And then you have all this extra percentage of money left over for you to actually pay to yourself. You see what I'm saying? If you want to get a nicer car, sacrifice, you know, to save up the money for it and then buy it. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? But because we don't want to sacrifice and we don't want to wait, and we want it right now, right away, we'd rather borrow the money and sacrifice the fruits of our labor with interest to pay to the bank instead of to pay to ourselves. I mean, I don't think that's smart at all, y'all. That's keeping us down. So you can get to a point where you can enjoy your money if you're following these steps. You can get there. It's possible. We're there. I mean, we are, my wife and I, our family, we're a living testimony to this because we're actually following the plans and the steps that Dave Ramsey teaches. You know what I mean? And I know you don't like to hear Dave Ramsey, but I mean, the dude is freaking, he's a genius. Like, the stuff has been working for, he's been teaching this stuff for 30 years. I didn't buy any of his books. I didn't buy any of his classes, nothing. I didn't buy nothing from that guy. All I did was watch his videos on YouTube, listen to his podcast. That's all I did. That's how we learned this stuff. That's how simple it is. You know, and the guy's not trying to get, he's not trying to get our money. Like, he's really trying to help us. If he wouldn't want to help us, he would sell us the baby steps instead of just telling us what they are. You can go to YouTube and you can find the 7 baby steps. Boom, like that. That's what we did. That's how we're doing it, you know, and it's helping out. It's working out. We're able to have more money in our pocket, y'all. And I want that for you. You know what I'm saying? It takes sacrifice. It's not easy. It's hard. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy because it's not. A lot of hours of overtime. You don't see your family as much. You're always working. You know, your kids are going to daycare. While you're cleaning up your mess, it's just for a short amount of time. The average amount of time it takes for people to pay off debt is like, I don't know, 1 to 2 years, and all their debt that follow that plan. And we're talking thousands. We paid $46,000, $48,000 paid off in 15 months. How is that possible? It's possible. We did it. Sacrifice. Live on a budget. Rice and beans, beans and rice. Don't eat out as much. No cut down on your cable bill. Cut down on your cell phone bill. It's possible. It's just, it's not easy. And it can happen. You can enjoy your money. You can get to that point. And I encourage you to do it. You can do it. We can do it. We can all do it. We can get past that level of feeling like we're being, that we're at the bottom. We can succeed with wealth. It comes down to our decisions. Are we going to make smart decisions with money or not? Have a good one, y'all. Bye.